Now we've taken all the wind vectors, plotted them, and generated the shear vectors for each level. Remember, with this example, we had a vector at each 1 kilometer up from the surface to 6 kilometers. When all of the shear vectors are plotted through the column, that trace is referred to as the hodograph, the trace of all your wind shear values from the surface to the top of the sounding. Once this is plotted, then you can ignore the shear vectors. Also, you may be wondering why the hodograph line, which is the result of the blue arrows, doesn't start at the origin, or 0,0, on the chart. That would only happen if you have no wind at the surface and therefore your lowest point is a zero vector. Otherwise, you will see a line starting at some point away from the origin, depending on the strength and the direction of the wind at that lowest elevation.